So today is Daf Kuf Gimel. So we are on Kuf Gimel by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is now going to talk about the hides of the Ola. The hides of the hides of a carbon are not burnt on the Mizbeach. Rather, what's done is that the skin is flayed, skin. The meat, let's say for Ola, the basar is burnt, either and the Ola is burnt on the Mizbeach. Other kachim have the basar actually eaten. Except for the Chatos HaPlimios, that after the Zerikas Hadam and the Akhtaras Emurim on the Mizbeach, they burn it outside with the skin. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about the din of the or of the Ola that is taken off. There are some times where the Kohen, is Zoche to get the skin, and there are some times when they're not. And so the Mishnah is explained that halacha by the Ola and the halacha by other Kachay Kachim. So, Kol, talking about every carbon ola, shelo zocha hamizbeach b'vsara, that the meats are not permitted to be burnt on the mizbeach. For example, there's some sort of psul in the meat, or the blood was thrown, chutzim komo chutzim zmano, right? That's what Rashi says. He goes, she'iras ba psul kodem zrika, that there's a psul in the carbon prior to the zrika, telo haisola shas. Shas hetl mizbeach, that there was no point in time after this thing was permitted to be burnt on the mizbeach. Shakol shelo zocha mizbeach b'vsara, lo zochu kohanim ba'ora. Then if that's, quid pro quo, the mizbeach can't get its part, the kohanim can't get their part, and therefore they don't get the hides, they don't get the skin. Right? So shenemar, the pasuk says, the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, pasuk Ches, the full pasuk is, v'hakohen hamakriv es, Olas ish, or holash erikriv la kohen lo yiyah. So you get the olas ish, lo yiyah belongs to the kohen. But the pasuk says olas ish, ola, they learn that, and ola sha also ish. When do they get the or? If the ola was valid for a person, meaning it went onto the mizbeach. It's supposed to go onto the mizbeach. But if not, then it doesn't go onto the mizbeach. Then the Mishnah says, ola sha nishkata shalo lishma, which seems to be in violation of what I'm about to say. An ola that was shechted shelo lishma, which we learned is kasher ella shelo olu labaylam shem chova afal pi shelo olu also labaylam, even though it doesn't count for the owner, nevertheless ora la kohanim, the skins can still go to the kohanim. I guess because the mizbeach, it's not dependent on the person, but the mizbeach still gets it, even though the person would have to bring another carbon. The mizbeach still gets the meat. That's an absurd that renders the carbon possible for the mizbeach, and therefore kohanim will still get the ora. Echad olas ha'ish, ve'echad olas ha'isha, or oseyin l'kohanim. Whether the ola is being brought by a man, or the ola is being brought by a woman, to see why we wouldn't think otherwise, the oros belongs to the kohanim. Oros kardashim kalim l'ba'ilim, the skin of the kacha kalim, which would be the shlamim, the todah, those do not belong to the kohen, those belong to the owners. Oros kacha kardashim, in the chatos and the yeshamos, which already did the Ola, they belong to the Kohanim. And because it's a Kavachomer, if the Kohen gets the Oros of the Ola, the Kohen should get the Oros of the Chatos and Asham. Because, Uma im Ola shelo zochu b'vsara, when it comes to the Ola, that the Kohanim weren't zochu, they don't get a piece of the meat, because the whole person is Beach, zochu b'ora, nevertheless, they still get the Oros. So, kachim. When it comes to Chatos and Asham, she zochu b'vsaron, that they do get their meat, so kal v'chomer ein odin sheyisku v'oron, of course then they should get the oro. If you don't get the meat, you get the or. So if you do get the meat, you should certainly get the or. So Gemara says, v'ein mizbeach yochiach, you might have thought, not Gemara, the Mishnah says, you might have thought that there is a way to upset this kal v'chomer and say that the mizbeach should not be a proof, right? It don't say this, v'ein mizbeach yochiach, the mizbeach shouldn't be a proof against his kavachomer, she'ein lo or b'chol makom, because mizbeach never gets the skin. What's that? Rashi says, ein mizbeach mochiach klomar ve'ein lecha lomar. You shouldn't say mizbeach yochiach. The mizbeach should prove the fact shezachah b'basar ola. That's a case where you get the basar ola ve'lo zachar ba'ora, but it doesn't get the skin. So therefore you would say the af ata And therefore, you also al titma bekotche kotchim. You shouldn't be, you know, be wondering when it comes to chatas and asham. Sha'af kishu zochuk b'vsarim, kohanim b'vsarim. Even though the kohanim do get the meat, like the mizbeach gets by the ola, lo zochuk b'oron. It should be the same thing. He says, no, ein ze hochacha. There's no hochacha. She'ein l'mizbeach or b'chol makom, because the mizbeach never gets the or. Aval kohanim, when it came to the kohanim, matzinu she zochuk b'or ola. We see that they are zochuk by the or of the ola. The Kabbal Chomer is a Yisku, but Oros Kotcha Kotcha. So then they should get the Oros Kotcha Kotcha. Okay.
What was he
probably
supposed to do with what could he do with the hides?
Make shoes. Wear it.
Well, was he able to sell it to support his family?
Oh, why not? It was his. He did what he wants with it.
Why? Whatever he wants, right?
It's his. What can you do with what you own?
So,
sure, it's his.
He can do whatever he wants.
If you own something, you have, what can you do with it? It's yours. Okay.
So,
I don't think so. I don't think so. The skins, the hides don't get, you know. Yeah. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan. So the Chachamim learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Olas Ish. Right? The Pasuk was a Kohen HaMarkiv is Olas Ish. So Olas Ish is Prat L'Olas Hektesh. It comes to exclude Olas Hektesh Div Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Prat l'olos geirim, which would mean that the Kohanim get the hides of Olas Ish, but not the hides of Olas Hekdesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, they get the hides of an Ola, but not the Ola of a geirim. So where it says, what's going on? What is it talking about? So my Prat l'olos Hekdesh, what does the Braisa mean when it says that that the Kohen does not get the hides, does not get the Olos Hekdesh? So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, says, Prat l'ola Habala min hamosaros, that comes to exclude the fact that the Kohen will not get the Oros of an Ola that comes from the leftovers, from the extra. What's the extra? Rashi says, min hamosaros, the kol ashamos shoriya, all ashamos that, for whatever reason, can't be brought on the Mizbeach, but have to be set to pasture. Kol ashamos shoriya, you go tamuras asham, like you have a tamur of an asham, or asham shemesu ba'alav, an asham that the owner died. Bishakipur Ba'alav Be'acher, or the Asham that, I set aside an Asham, I think I lost it, set aside another Asham. I find the first one, I'm Akavit, so now I have this extra one over here. Bishakipur Ba'alav Be'acher, the Kaimalan, we know the halacha is, Yiru V'Yimkuru, you're supposed to graze, and then sell them, V'Yiplu D'Meim L'Nadava, and then, so this Asham now is redeemed. The money that comes in is brought for an Nadava, which is an Ola for Ketz Mizbeach, V'Hu Olas Ketz Mizbeach. That's the lav olas ishu. That's not considered olas ish. So in that instance, for that korban ola, the kohen would not get the oros. Ela nidvat tzibor. That's a korban adavar tzibor from the tzibor. Uniskei and niskei mishal tzibor, because everything's coming from the tzibor. The ain balav somechalav and the owner, because there is no owner, doesn't do smicha. The ain oshochta, he doesn't have the right to shecht it kitatam b'tmura. So that's what it means. Olas ish pratel olas hektish. Which means that with something that comes from the Mosaros, the Kohen would not get the skin. So, right, Prat la'ola haba min ha-Mosaros. Fine. So the Gemara then says, okay, ha-nicha l'man da'amar Mosaros l'nidva sivar azli. That's all fine and dandy according to the Shito holes, like we said, that this leftover, like the Ola Shekipra, the Ashram Shekipra Baal of the Ashram Acher, so then the first Ashram gets sold, and then the Ola goes, then we use the money and buy an Ola. That's what goes L'Nidva Tzibor. Elamanda Amar, Mosaros L'Nidvas Yachid Azli, Maik L'Meimar. But there's someone who says that it goes for Nidvas Yachid. What does Rashi say Nidvas Yachid mean? Baal of Shel Ashram, Shenisoser, who Atzmo may be Ola B'damav. What happens? You sell this extra Ola, the extra Ashram is sold, the money is taken, the Bailam himself brings the Korban Ola. It's his own Korban Ola. So that's Ola's Ish then, right? V'huso mechalev v'shokta, Rashi says. It's his nechassim. It's all his. So then why would the Kohen not get the skins in that case? That's Ola's Ish. It belongs to him. So hani, chalamanda amar mosaros l'nidvas yir azli. Elamanda amar mosaros l'nidvas yachir azli ma'ikal meimar. What's he going to say? He says, okay, the amar rabba. He's going to say, like Rabbi said elsewhere, right? Rabbi said, ha'ola, ola rishona, ha'chanami, ha'ola, ola rishona. So elsewhere, Rabbi in Maseches Yoma says the word ha'ola. Again, Rashi is critical. Okay, the Amar Rabbi, look at Rashi, says, gabi va'arach aleha o ha'ola. Because when we're setting up all the korbanos of the day, it says ha'ola. The korban tam is called ha'ola. The afina mine, we learn from that. Minayin shelo yeh davar hakodim l'tamid shal shachar. How you know that no korban can be brought before the morning sacrifice? Tamid lomar v'arach aleh ha'ola. You set up the maracha for that ola. V'armina mai talmuda v'amar rav. How do you know that? Ha'ola, the hey yidia. Mashma ha'ola ha'rishona ha'murah b'seh the korban l'sayom. Ha'ola means the specific ola, which is the first one. So too here. Ha'chanami or ha'ola k'siv. You look at the pasuk says, olas ish or ha'ola. So that hey, which really is probably just referring to the ola that's mentioned in the pasuk, but they're going to learn out the hey ksiv ha'ola rishona. What does it mean ha'ola rishona? It means only the first ola, the ola that's separated first. Mitchila l'shem ola. The lo haba mimoser ashen moser chatas. It's only the ola that you, the individual, separates first, not the ola that you're bringing secondly because something else happened to the first ola. So the ha'ola will teach us that the Kohen only gets the hides from the ha'ola, not from the mosaros. Okay, that's answer number one. So again, we're trying to figure out what it means, olas ish, prat olas hektish. Answer number one is prat la'ola sheba'a min ha'mosaros. Rabbi Ivo Amar Rav Yanai, he says, what does it mean, prat olas hektish? Prat l'matpis ola lebeget ha'bedek ha'bayis. It comes to exclude somebody, I'm not sure how this works, somebody who takes an ola and says now it should be, this animal should be given to the korban, should be given to the Beis HaMikdash, bedek habayis, and they should be able to use its monetary value. I'm trying to figure it out. Velo mi baye, you don't have, there's no, that works. Lo mi baye lemanda amar, kache bedek habayis tafsi mi daraisa. Elafi lemanda amar lo tafsi, hanemi li basar val or tafis. So this works out. I guess maybe best to read Rashi. He says, Rashi says, lo mi baye in the chule. He says, beperek basra the tmura, the last perek in tmura, the ka'amar, it says over there, ola, ula, sorry, the ka'amar ula says, aleph and him make a difference. The ka'amar ula, hamatbis ola lebedek abayis. Someone takes the ka'amar ola and says, this ka'amar ola should be used to bedek abayis. So, ein ba ela ikuv gizbar milvad. That's what you say, yes, it doesn't work. It's my ka'amar ola. It doesn't work. I can't give it now. What Havamina would be, what you think is that I gave this Ola to Bedek Abayis, which means now the Beis HaMikdash has an ownership in the Ola. I can't be mocked of this Ola until I redeem it. So I redeem it for the value. Now the Beis HaMikdash gets the value. And now I've freed my Ola and I can bring it as the carbon. So Ula says no. All right, he says, Ela ein by Ela iku gizbar mavad. The gizbar, meaning that the treasurers can prevent you from bringing it. Umosvina l'ula, right, and we say it's meaning that it's just a ikuv gizbar mavad, doesn't really belong to them. Umosvina l'ula, and they ask l'ula, hamapis ola bedek abayis, asher l'shachta achatifte. He says, but it says that's usher, not that just they have a lien, it says it's usher to shachta until they're podi it. Umoshani ula, hadimachin le'pedim d'rabbana. No, it's just within the rabbana that we force him to redeem it. Michlal, man demosev ba'ilim me'imah d'oraisa. The one who asked the question says that the Mida Oraisa, Rashi. Mida Oraisa, it's Rashi Dibur Maskil Lomi Baye. It's the last Rashi of the short lines. Right? Just keep one finger in the Gemara, one finger in Rashi. He says, Michlal Mandim Mosev Baye Lameima Doraisa. The one who asked the question, Ula, he's saying, in order to understand the Gemara, we have to read get the background. We're getting the background from Rashi. So he's saying that when you take this ola and you say I'm going to give this to Kachi Vedek Abayis, the person questioning on ula said that Vedek Abayis actually has a lien on it. They have a full doraisa lien on it, right? Ula inyan ora. So therefore, according to the Vedek Abayis, so now this ola was hooked to the Vedek Abayis. The Vedek Abayis now has a lien on it. This is no longer ola's ish. It doesn't belong to ola's ish. The Vedek Abayis gets a lien. It belongs to them. You have to redeem it in order to be mocked of it, but it belongs to Bedek Abayis. So it's not Olas Ish. But even according to the Manda Amar, Lo Tafsi, even according to Ula, where it's not Tofes Midoraisa, Hani Mili Basar, that's only that the meat cannot belong to the Bedek Abayis, because the meat belongs to the Mezbeach. But the Oros, the skins, never belong to the Bedek Abayis. Never belong to the Mezbeach. So now it does. So now you're able to take that and give it to the Bedek Abayis. Well, in an Ora Lomi Bayi, Lamanda Amr Midar Raisa Tafsa Bakdusha's Bedek Abayis, the Ainor Kohanim, Imshat, the Lav Olas Ishu, Elohel Olas Hektish. So this is going to be considered Olas, not Olas Ish. This is Olas Hektish. Because what you did is you take this Ola, and you now sort of gave it over to the Vesa Hamikdash. It has to get redeemed in order to be put on the Mizbeach, but it no longer belongs to you. You were able to give it to Machlokas, as well or not, you have the ability to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash. So even if you can, even if the person says you can't give it over to the Beis HaMikdash, that's only when it comes to the meat, because that belongs to Mizbeach. But the Oros, you definitely can give over to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not considered Olas Ish, and that's what the Pasuk says, Olas Ish, Prat Olas Hektesh. Another answer. I think so, because it has to be brought on the Mizbeach, so it has to be paid for.
You redeem the animal, you get the money, you buy an
ola. But now the ola goes on the Mizbeach, they skin it to
get
the animal.
It's always on the rebound.
Okay. Yeah. So, and now Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah says, what does it mean by prad ola's hektesh? Right, it says that only the ola of the ish, the kohen, gets the hides, not the ola's of hektesh. He says, prat ola banim min amosaros. He says the same thing as Rav Yosi bar Yehuda. It says the same thing as Rav Chiya bar Yosef. That it means they only get the hides of an ola, not the hides of the ola, the extra olas. So Amale Rav Amnuna Rav Nachman. So Rav Amnuna says to Rav Nachman, Kiman, who are you holding like? So he says, Ki Rav Yehuda. I'm holding like Rav Yehuda. I'm explaining Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Prat lo olas hektish. Now I'll explain what Rav Yehuda meant. So he says, how can you explain that olas ish means to exclude olas hektish with your explanation? Like it's Rabbi Yehuda, ahadar vei. Rabbi Yehuda retracted his statement. The Tanya, how do you know we retracted? The Tanya, shisha linadava. Six what? Six are four voluntaries. What does that mean? So shisha linadara. So if you go into Rashi, four lines down in the wide lines, deeper maskal shisha linadava. Says is talking about the horns that they had where they collected the money, basically the pushkas. It says shisha linadava. B'yud gimel shofros shahayu b'mikdash kamayri. We're talking about the 13 shofros, 13 horns that had in the mikdash where they will put the money. Kamayri. The kasev alayem, the kalin chadatin, the kalin latikin, kinin. It was written on them what they were for. For the new karbanos, the old karbanos, for the birds, for gozei ola, for eitzim. It says that's all those what they're there for. But shisha there, six of them are for. To buy olos nedava. Six of them are for money to buy olos nedava. Okay. Shisha nedava, which is la ola haba'a min hamosaros. Well, there's a six for nedava, which is for olos that come from the extra. Shelo hayu kohanim zakayim ba'ora. To make sure that the Kohanim don't get the Oros. Give it Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's in consonance what we said now. You see from here that the Olos, the Mosaros, the extra Olos, you don't get the skins. Comes Rabbi Nechemiah to Isitil Nebraisa. So Amar Lo Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah comes and says to him, Amalei Rabbi Shimon, some say it was Rabbi Shimon. Im Kane, if you're telling me that the Ola that comes from the extra Olos, the Or does not go to Kohanim, Bitalta Midrasha Shal Yehoyada HaKohen. That what you did is you just completely nullified the halacha of Yehoyada HaKohen. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Zem Midrash Darash Yehoyada HaKohen. This is what Yehoyada HaKohen taught us. The Pasuk says, Asham Hu. Right, it's Asham Hu, Asham Asham. Asham Hu, Asham Asham Lashem. It's mashma that the Asham goes to Hashem and not to the Kohen. But that's not possible, because it says, Kachatas Asham Torachas Liyelahem. That the Asham belongs to the Kohen. So I have one pasuk says the Asham belongs to the Kohen. This pasuk says the Asham belongs to Hashem. So what is it? How do you answer that? Kol Shabbat Mishum Chatas Mishum Asham Yilakach Bo Olos. Sorry. Kol Shabbat Mishum Chatas Mishum Asham. Then Yilakach Bo Olos Habasar Lashem V'Or LaKohanim. It's meaning it's talking about a case where it has properties of the Asham and the Ola. So anything that originally was Chatas and Asham, and now we flipped into the Ola, because it's the excess, it's the extra, so there, the Basar goes to Hashem, because it's an Ola, but it maintains a certain status of the Hashem, that the Oros go to the Kohen. So you see from here, from Yol Yada Kohen, that the Mosros Olos, the extra Ola, who gets the hides? The Kohen. So you see, for most, that's against how we explain Rabbi Yehuda now, so it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda says that Olos Ish means Pratla Olos, and that Olos Hektish means Olos HaMosros. You see from Yol Yada that Olos Mosros, the Kohen, does get the hides. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says, back to Rav Hamnuna, who tried to convince him, I guess, that Rabbi Yehuda, that we have Olos Choser, he says, no. Elamar B'mai Mokim. So if we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that how are you going to explain Pratla Olos Hektish? I explain Pratla Olos Hektish mean Pratla Olos HaMosros. How do you explain Pratla Olos Hektish? So Amar Lei, so Rav Hamnuna says back to him, Mokminam La, I'll say that I'm talking about Olos Hektish means Bimaktish Nechasov. So a guy comes and he says, I'm Maktish all of my property to the Beis HaMikdash. And I hold like Rabbi Yeshua. And I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanan, and the Mishnah and Shkolim. Hamaktish Nechasov. So Maktish Nechasov usually means I'm Maktish all my Nechasov, value of it, to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash gets it, they can use it, sell it, get money for it. Right? V'hayu behen behemos haru'uyas legabim mizbeach. But amongst my property, there's certain animals that are ro'i to go on the mizbeach, meaning that they're pure, they work, they're going to the mizbeach. Zecharim u'nekevos, both male and female animals. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Rabbi Elezer says, Zecharim, when it comes to the males, yimachru l'tzarchei olos. You sell them for tzarchei olos. You sell them for people, meaning when I'm makdish the animals, they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's the Gizmo going to do with the male animals? He'll put them for sale. People who need korbanos olos will buy them and use them as olos, and I'll get the money. And the Beis HaMikdash will get the money. And the kevos yimachru l'tzarchei zichrei shlamim. And then the kevos they'll sell for the shlamim, because the shlamim come from the kevos. And then those people who bought it, whoever Joel Shmo buys it, he gets to reuse it as a korban. Udimeyem, and the money that the Gizmo sold it for, yiplu imshar nechas in the bedekabayis. The money continues, goes into the Beit HaKabayis, just like all my other property. My tables, my chairs, everything went to the Beit HaKabayis. So to the animals go to the Beit HaKabayis. But I'm not going to do with those animals. I'll sell them for people to get carbon. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Zecharim atzom yikrivu olos. No, the Zecharim, they can be brought as an ola. I don't have to, the basement ministers have to sell those. But Nekevos, the Nekevos yimachru l'tzarchit shlamim v'yavid demeim olos. But the nekevos have to be sold for those people who need shlamim, and then the money that you have, they'll bring olos. The rest of the property goes to Beit HaKabayis. So why is the distinction? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 9 lines from the bottom, towards the left side. Dibur Masmal Hamaktish Nechasov. There's Hamaktish Nechasov Lebedek Abayas, and you have animals Haruyas Mizbeach or Tamimim. So the first Mandarma says, Zechari Yimikru Litzarchi Olos, the Kaimalam Tamura, he's saying the Gemara Tamura, Hamaktis Tamimim Lebedek Abayas, if I give over these pure animals Lebedek Abayas, Kishay Niftim, when the Beis HaMikdash redeems them, Ein Niftim El Mizbeach. It's only redeemed to be brought in the month for people to use on the Mizbeach. Shakol Haroy Mizbeach, Ein Oyotz Redeem Mizbeach Lolam. Something that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, you can't take it away from the Mizbeach. So I gave the value to Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash can sell it and keep the value. But Zecharim, Atzman Yikru Olos, L'shem Oso Ish, the person who bought it. Tekasavar, Adam Chole Kekdesho. The first Tanakhama says a person makes a distinction, right, that even though he was Makdish Stama, his das is that these Karbanos should be brought as on the Mizbeach. So even though he says Beit HaKabayis, also the animal is supposed to go on the Mizbeach. Right? Nekevos Yimachru, Valhein Atz, he says the Nekevos you sell, Avalhein Atzman lo yikfu shlamim atchi machru. Okay. But, so his teammates, that's where the distinction was. The second one said, Rabbi Shua says, the Zecharim go on to the Mizbeach, but the Nekevos have to be sold. Why the distinction? This is what the Rashi wanted to get. Avalhein Atzman lo yikfu shlamim atchi machru. You can't bring these animals as korban shlamim themselves. They have to be sold. The Keva and the Maktish Stama, since you just said Maktish Stama, I'm Maktish all my stuff to the Beis HaMikdash, Kol hektish haroy l'mizbeach dumya de bedekabayis shakulu kadosh. So I want everything to go to the Beis HaMikdash, so that my animal can be hooked up as an ola, because then everything goes to the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's hooked up as a shlamim, then not everything is going to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the shlamim, the meats are eaten by kohanim and other people. So what you do, in order to sort of justify his words, you take that shda'ola, you can be mock of it, and the animal that's right for shlamim, you sell it, and then you sell it, and then with that money you buy olos. So therefore everything that he was makdish in the Beis HaMikdash goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, fine. But afilu, back to the Gemara, but afilu Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Adam, a whole hekdesho. Now even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says a person splits his hekdesh, therefore some go to Beda Gebeis, the ola goes on to Mizbeach, hani mili bebasar. That's only when it comes to the meat that's roi the Mizbeach. About or, but the or that's not roi to go on the Mizbeach, that's toughest could buy Kedusha's Beda Gebeis. So that's the answer. He says, what is Prada Ola's hekdesh? Ola's hekdesh means, if I nakdish all my nechassim to the Beis HaMikdash, and amongst my nechassim are animals that can be brought as an ola. He said, even though I can bring it as the korban ola, that is the only thing I'm makrif to the only thing I'm saying that the b'skroyt from mizbeach. The only thing I say that can go onto mizbeach is the basar. Normally, the ola meats, the ola skins go to the kohanim. Not in this case because I was makrish it to go belong to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the exception. This wild convoluted case. Again, I'm makdish all my nechassim, so therefore there's ola is now going on to the mizbeach, because I can split, even though I'm makdish with Pedic Abayas, this goes to the mizbeach, but what goes to the mizbeach is the et basar. The meat, the skins, don't go to the kohanim, they go to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Pedic Abayas.
So basically he's preventing the loophole.
Oh, you're not preventing anything. Guy has millions of dollars, he experienced some sort of religious epiphany, and he's makish lo's nechassim to the Beis HaMikdash. What loophole is that? That's just the case. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so if you go back to what we had originally, we said olas ish. First was Rabbi Yehuda who said prat olas hekdesh, and we gave all these answers. But we also had after there, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, meant olas ish means prat la olas geirim. I mean, if the ola that comes from the geirim, that's the case where the kohen doesn't get the hides. So the Gemara asks, Amalur Rav Sima bar Chil Koi L'Ravina Atu Ger Lak Ishu. Wait, you're learning it now from Olas Ish. Olas Ish comes to exclude a Ger, but a Ger is not a guy, he's not a man. What does that mean? So Amale, no. Prat Le Ger Shemes the Emo Yorshim. We're talking about a Ger who dies and he has no Yorshim. We always say that when it comes to someone who dies, everyone has a Yorish. Eventually, you'll find a family member. A Ger you won't. Because Ger, who's this guy here, could cut and Shinola dummy. If he doesn't get married, doesn't have a family, there could be theoretically be no Yarshim. What happens to all his stuff? So he's saying here, his nechassim or hefker, and therefore this ola now has to be brought onto Mizbeach. The ger set aside a korban ola. The ger dies without Yarshim. We're going to be mocking this korban ola. This korban ola doesn't belong to anybody. It's not ola's ish. Therefore the hides do not belong to the kohen. That's his answer. Okay. So, Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk said, the kohen amakrib is ola's ish. The olas ish, that's the or goes to the kohen. Ainly ella olas ish, that only teaches me with the ola of a man. Olas geirim, the olas of a geirim. I don't know why you have geirim, because we just said that, right, Rashi, I think, takes out the geirs of geirim. Because according to the previous Gemara we said before, a geir is a man. So what's the difference? So let's call Rashi and take it out. Ainly ella olas ish, mashim v'avandi minayim. How do you know the ola of a woman, the ola of an eved, also the or goes to the kohanim? Tamad loma, or ha'ola. Right, it says, or ha'ola the pasuk. Again, the kutz pasuk is a kohen makom, is olas ish, or ha'ola. The word ha'ola is extra, because it should just say the or goes to the kohen. What's or ha'ola to the kohen? That riba that comes to include nashim and avadim. So im kain, that olas ish is not coming to exclude women, matam olomar olas ish. Why do I have to say olas ish? What's the point of ish? So the Gemara says, it's ola she'alsa le'ish. That's what's coming to teach us, is that's talking about the ola that counted for the person. If the ola didn't count for the person, the kohanim do not get the kohanim do not get the skinned. It's ola she'alsa le'ish. It's prat comes to exclude le'nishkata chutz lazman v'chutzam koma. Guy had the wrong kavana, chutz lazman v'chutzam koma, made a pigle. She'lo use the kohanim as a kohanim be'ola. So in that case, it's not considered ola's ish, and therefore the kohanim cannot get the hides. Yochol shani mar she. Ani marbe shenishkata lushol lushma. So if that's the case, so if we shet lushol lushma, the kohen shet the ola lushem another person, lushem another korban. That's not ola. It's not ola for the person. The person has to bring another one. So maybe according to that limud, the skin should not go to the kohanim. So right, ho will below also levayel lushem chova lo yu kohanim zokayim ba ora. since it didn't count for the person who brought it, the Kohanim shouldn't get the skin. So Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk then says, or Ha'ola, I mean Kol Makom. As long as it's an Ola, it still counts. The Kohanim still get it. So it's only coming to exclude Chutzlis Mano, Chutzlis Komo, but not Shalol Lishma. The Brice then continues, or Ha'ola, the same words, Ha'ola. Eili Ela or Ha'ola. That only teaches me that the or of the Ola goes to the Kohanim. What about Oros Kachi Kachim? What about Oros or other Kachi Kachim, like the Chatas and the Yashim? We already saw this in the Mishnah, there was a Kavach Omer. It says Minayin. So Talmud Omer, so he doesn't have the Kavach Omer. This time it says, Talmud Omer, or Ha'ola Asher Hikriv. That is brought, that is Hukrav. Right? So therefore, Hikriv includes Kachi Kachim. What else would it be? Asher Hikriv. If it's an Ola, it's being Hukrav. So Asher Hikriv is extraneous. Comes to teach us even all Kachi Kachim. Yochel Shani Marbe Af Kachi Kalim. Maybe I should come to conclude and say that the Oros of Kachi Kalim, the Shlomim and the Todo also belong to the Kohen. Talmud Loma, Ola. It says the word Ola. Ma Ola Kachi Kachim. So just like the Ola's Kachi Kachim. So any limud I'm going to learn out from extraneous words in the Pasuk has to be similar to the Ola and being Kachi Kachim. Ma Ola Kachi Kachim. Av Kol Kachi Kachim. So that's how he learns out. That's how he learns out that the hides of Achatas and Asham also belong to the Kohen. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Rabbi Shmuel says Ora Ola, Ainli Ela Ola. I said Ora Ola says the Pasuk says that belongs to the Kohen. Ainli Ela Ola. Only talking about the Kohen Ola. Ora's Kachi Kachi Minayim. How do I know that the Achatas and Asham belong to the Ora goes to the Kohen as well? It says Vatinu. It's a Kal V'Chomer. This is what we saw in the Mishnah. It says Uma Ola Shlo Zochel B'Sar Zochel B'Ora. When it comes to Kohen Ola, where the Kohanim do not get the meat. Nevertheless, they get the skin. So kachakachim, lechadas and asham, shezachu b'tzaron, they do get to eat the meat. Ein odin, kavu chomer, shezachu b'oron, they should get the or. The Gemara says, what about how we can upset the kavu chomer, which is what the Mishnah said not to say. But he says, mizbeach yochiach, the mizbeach should prove that against this kavu chomer. Because that's a case, shezachu b'basar, where they were zochu to get the meat. Meaning the Mizbeach was going to get the meat by the Karbanos, but those Zochel B'Or, at no point did it ever get the skin. So don't be surprised that the Kohen, even though it gets the meat, doesn't get the skin. So the Gemara says, no, Ma Mizbeach should Kain Lo Zochel B'Mikzas. There's no point in time anywhere where the Mizbeach was able to get the skin. But, Tomer B'Kohanim should Zochel B'Mikzas. But there are certain Karbanos, we know for sure, Ola, that the Kohen gets the Or. So the Kohen gets the Or by the Ola. So in a case where the Kohen doesn't get the meat, he gets the or. So he'll get where he does get the meat, he will get the or. So he says, Tomer v'Kohanim is a zachu b'mixas, v'hol v'zachu b'mixas, zachu b'kulam. Since there's one korban that they do get the or, so there'll be another korban where they get the or, because if they get the meat, they'll definitely get the or. Rebbe now comes and says, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that by the chatas and asham they get the or. I would have known that to begin with. The chiddush is to tell me that by the ola they get the or. Rebbe Omer kol atzmo lo hutzrachnu ela lo or haola bilvad. The only thing we need a limud for is to teach me that the kohen gets the or for the ola. Bekol makom hahor mahalich achar basar. Typically, the or follows the meat, so that would be whoever gets the meat gets the or. So now we have the problem with the ola. The ola, the mizbeach, gets the meat. The ola means the mizbeach should get the or. Comes the pasuk to tell you that no, despite that fact, the or goes to the kohen. So how has he learned that? Shebekol makom or mahalich achar basar. How? Parim anisrafim u'misirim anisrafim. So the things that are brought inside are supposed to be burnt. Hain the oroseim nisrafin imahim. Both the entire korban and the oros are burnt together. Chatas v'asham v'zivchei shalmei tzibor. So the chatas, the asham is kachikachim, and the zifchei shalmei tzibor, which is kachikalim, matana lekohen. Kohen, the kohen is a gift for him to eat. Therefore, rotzu, if the kohen wants, mafshitin oso. If he wants to use the oros, he can flay it, and therefore keep the skins. Lo rotzu, but if he doesn't want to, ochlim oso agabi oron. So then you can just, I don't know why you do that, but you eat the meat with the skin. Right? There's no command, apparently, according to this, for the kohanim, display and take the skin off. It belongs to them. They can do what they want. If they want it, they take it off. If they don't want it, they can eat it with the skin. And when it comes to kachi kalim, with the halacha is that the meat belongs to the owner. Ratzu mafshitin also. If they want, they can flay it. Ratzu ochlin also. If they want, they can eat it agav oron. Aval ola, but the ola namar bar, the pasuk says vehivshit es ha ola v'nitach osol nesachah. And it says there, Archu and Yisachim Aleish, you put everything on the fire. You're commanded to put it on the fire. Yachol will Yekohanim Yisachim Ba'ora, so you would think that the Kohanim shouldn't get the or. It doesn't say, take it off, if everything goes on the Mizbeach. So therefore, comes the Pasuk, Tamad Omar, or Ha'ola Asher Hikriv, that the, well, like, it's the finishing of the Pasuk, it's the Kohen, Lo Yia, it belongs to the Kohen. So the Chiddush, you're trying to figure out, it says by Ola, how do you know by Chatz and Asham? No, fuck care. Chatz and Asham clearly belongs to the Kohen. We need the Pasuk to teach me that the Ola also belongs to the Kohen, because otherwise we wouldn't have thought that. Okay. Now, continue the darshan of the Pasuk. Right, the Pasuk was, Kohen ha-makriv es ha-ola sa-ish, the Kohen is makriv the Ola of the Ish, or ha-ola sher hikriv, la Kohen lo yeh, the or of the Ola that the Kohen was makriv, lo yeh, belongs to the Kohen. So Gemara says, Prat, this comes to exclude a Kohen, who's tful yom, umechusiki porim, ba'onin. Shay is what we learned the previous few days. Comes to exclude a Kohen who's a tful yom, which means he went to mikvah and has to wait for the night to come. Mechusiki porim, meaning he went to mikvah, but he's supposed to bring korbanos tomorrow. Ba'onin, or he's an onin. That they do not get the or. We just said before a couple of months ago, they don't get the meat, so why would you think otherwise? So where it says, Yachol lo yisku b'basar. You would have thought that they don't get the meat, shehu l'achila, because that the meat is for achila, they can't eat kachem. So clear, they can't get it. But maybe yisku b'or, she'enu l'achila. Maybe they should get the or, because or has nothing to do with achila. Maybe they're excluded from the part of the carbon for eating, because they're not allowed to eat, because in their status, they can't eat kachem. But the skin, the hides, are not for eating, so maybe they can. Maybe they can get it. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, lo yiyeh. It's the Kohen who's makriv it, lo yiyeh, he gets it. Only someone who's roy to be makriv the korban, he gets it. Prat l'mechus v'korim, t'vul yom v'onen, so that comes to exclude to the mechus v'korim, the t'vul yom and the onen. Okay. The more that says, the Tanakama, right, so we had three shitos, I'm trying to figure out, the question was, how do we know that the or of the Kachay Kachem, the Chatzin Asham, go to the Kohen? So the last answer was, Fakir, the Kiddush is that the or goes Ola goes to the Kohen. Rabbi Shmuel was number two, says the Kabbalah Homer, and the Tanakama said that he learned it out or Ha'ola, right? That basically was, sorry, it says or Ha'ola Hasher Hikriv, which means Ha'ola, just like the Ola, Hikriv is extra. And similar to anything that's hukra belongs to the or goes to the Kohen, I want to cut your column because it's all has to be similar to the. So Gemara says, why does he learn it after the Kavach Omer? V'tanakama nesi v'tepikle medina. Let him learn like the Kavach Omer that Rabbi Shmuel learned out and like our Mishnah learned out. He says milsa the asiv Kavach Omer tarf v'kos l'kra. No, sometimes in a chanami, sometimes things that you can learn by Kavach Omer, the Torah still goes out of its way and gives you a pasuk to teach it to you. So basically, in a chanami, you can learn after Kavach Omer. We also learn it out from the Pashas, not Pashas, from the Drasha in the Pesukim. Okay. The Rabbi Yishmael, it's Rabbi Yishmael who learns it out from the Kavach Omer, what does he learn out by Asher Hikriv? Asher Hikriv is now extra for him. That's what the Tanakhama learned out, that it also applies to Chatos and Asham. What does Rabbi Yishmael learn out from Asher Hikriv? Ma'ovidle, what does he do? He says, that means Asher Hikriv comes to teach us, Prat l'tvul yom u'mechus kipurim va'oni. It comes to exclude those three things. Well, wait a second. Take Puklei from Lo Yihyeh. Learn it the way Rebbe learned it, from the words Lo Yihyeh. So he says, Rabbi Shimon Ta'amei. Rabbi Shimon goes L'shitaso. Because he learned something else, I guess, from Lo Yihyeh. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Ba'ola, it says by the Ola, Lo Yihyeh, but Nemar Ba'asham Lo Yihyeh. So he compares the Ola and the Asham. They both have the words Lo Yihyeh. Ma'lo Ha'lo, and just like the Asham, Atzmosav Mutarim. Right, there's, I guess, the bones are mutter. The meat is eaten by the Kohanim, but there's no din nosar on the bones. I guess whatever they would use the bones for, they can still use it even beyond a lot of time for eating. So Lo Yihyeh teaches just like by the Asham, the Atzmos of mutter. Afkan, so too by the Korban Ola, Atzmos of mutarim. There's no, if they don't have any, because I said basar on them, then there's no, I guess, there's the Atzmos of mutter. So you have this Gzeirah Shavah, Lo Yihyeh, Lo Yihyeh. So the Gemara says, must be Mufni. What Mufni means, completely extraneous. So there is a Shita, there are Shitos that say when it comes to Gzeirah Shavah, if the words are not completely extraneous, then you can upslug the Gzeirah Shavah with logic. So if they're Mufni, then even that Manorma says, you can't. Why? But he says, these must be Mufni, the Ilo Mufni, because if this wasn't Mufni, if this wasn't completely extraneous, Ikal Mifrach, we would be able to say that there's a logical argument against this Kal v'chomer, because you would have said, Ma lo asham shekein besoro mutter. Why by the asham are the bones mutter? Because the meat has a heter for the person to eat. So the meat, you have a heter to eat the meat by, you know, because it belongs to the kohen, so then the bones also become mutter. But you're going to say the same thing by, you can say the same thing by Ola, where there is never a heter for any individual to have their meat. So therefore, no, you're right, lo yiyeh kroy yiseiru. Lo yiyeh is completely extraneous, because the pasuk says, ora ola sher hikriv, it could just say, ora ola sher hikriv, la kohen, belongs to the kohen, comma, la kohen. Why lo yiyeh la kohen? Completely extra, to teach me this gzeirah shavah, that just like the bones of the asham are mutter, so to the bones of the ola are mutter. Okay, so let's read the Mishnah. Okay. Kol HaKadosh, okay, we learned today that Kache Kachim, the or goes to the Kohan, to the Kohanim. But Kol HaKadoshim, so all the Kachim where the or, the skin, goes to the Kohanim, She'ira ben Psul Kodim Lehef Shaitan. That a psul happens to this kohen, to this animal, before the skin off the animal. Ain oros sein lekohanim. Then the oros do not belong to the kohanim, because what happens there? The korban has to be burnt. If the korban has to be burnt, then it doesn't belong to the mizbeach. If it doesn't belong to the mizbeach, it doesn't belong. The or doesn't go to the kohen. So again, deal with the mikvah. Kol hakadoshim she'ira behem psul kodim lehef shaitan. We want to read Rashi. Rashi says, Ein rosein lekohanim, ela nisrafim ora. They're burnt with the or. La'achar hef shaitan. If the psul happens after the flaying, la'achar hef shaitan, then orosein lekohanim. Then the oros go to the kohanim. Amr v'chanina skana kohanim. So v'chanina skana kohanim comes to say, he always gives us the eyewitness testimony as to what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Miyamai, all my days, lo ra'isi or, I never saw skin being burnt. Meaning, I guess even if there was a psul before it was hubshat, he never saw skin that was flayed off, then going to the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Midvarav, based on the words of Chinas Kana Kohanim, Lamadnu, we learn, Shehamafshid Esha Bechor, I don't know what specifically a Bechor, but if you skin the Bechor, Venimso Treifa, and it turns out, after you skinned the Bechor, you did check the lungs of the animal, and the animal turns out to be a Treifa. So that's clearly a Psul that happened before the skinning. Nevertheless, since Rav Chanina ben Skana Kohanim say, I never saw skin being burnt, Rav Kiva says, Nimsa Treifa, Sha'af ye osu Kohanim Oro. Nevertheless, the Kohanim still get the skin. So it seems Rav Kiva is saying that Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim is arguing that once you skin it, your skin goes to the Kohanim. You don't have to worry about any Psul in the animal. Rashi says, "V'nimsa treifa, v'afilu shapasul ze." Look at Rashi towards the middle of the Gemara. He says, "V'nimsa treifa, v'afilu shapasul ze hayabo kodin hefshet." This psul is clearly before the skinning. However, lo nikar ad la'achar hefshet, since it's not recognized until after hefshet, ye'asur kohanim ora. They get the R. So Rabbi Kiva is saying, you see from a Chanina's Kana Kohanim, who said that he never saw skin being burnt, that even if the treifa was discovered. If a treif was discovered after skinning, they still get the skins. Chachamim say, ain lo ra'inu raya. No, just because he didn't see it, that's not a raya. It could be multiple things. It could be he just was over there when it happened. It could be never happened in his times, but it could have happened other times. He just never saw it happen. Doesn't mean just like lo ra'inu is not a raya. Right, Rashi says, ain lo ra'isi raya, shema lo ira biyamav. Maybe whenever he was there, they never found the case where Bechor was found to be treifa after it was skinned. They always found it before. Or maybe it did happen, and they burnt it, but he just never saw it happen. He just, whatever, he wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash at the time.
Like 2 weeks a year.
Great. Well, he's the Skan of Kohanim, so he might be there more. He's the Skan. The Kohen Gadol is not there 2 weeks. The Skan is there probably more. No, if you skin the animal and it turns out that after you skin it, you still found a treifa, the skin don't belong to the kohen because the mizbeach doesn't get the mizbeach's not getting it, so he's not getting it. Fine, I guess we're going to stop here. All right.